Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, June 30th, as we're back with you for another great show.
June 30th.
Well, we're hoping it's going to be a great show. We never know in advance. But as far as the last show of the month, we'll try to make it as entertaining as possible.
Yes.
It's an occasion. We're facing a long summer, probably masks again, probably lockdowns again.
Probably,
I'm telling you,
yeah.
If they lock down, I'm getting the fuck out of California. I don't know where. There's nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide.
Yeah, they're saying, right? America is the absolute best place to be right now. And I was like, well, finally.
Right. Well, yeah, right now. We'll see how long that takes.
Yeah, seriously. But this new Delta COVID variant, they're saying, is like stronger and faster than COVID-19.
Right, which scares me not. I don't give a shit, really. You know what? So I'll get sick, and if I die, I'll die. What the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
We all have to die one day anyway. But I'm not going to live in fear. I've had it. I've been celebrating no masks and being able to sit inside in a restaurant.
It was exactly 2 weeks.
2 weeks, barely. Yeah. And still people wear masks all over the place.
Yeah.
It's interesting how it varies from one place to another.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some places, like even the food makers don't have masks on, and some places that they don't really need masks, they put them on, you know?
Yeah.
So, like,
it depends on, like, the business owner and how they feel and how, for the most part, all the places I've gone, the employees I've seen have had masks on, like the grocery store and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I also live on the east side, so it's mega liberal over there. So most people have been wearing masks all throughout the mask mandate lift since the 15th. So it's been exactly, yesterday was 2 weeks since that we had a little freedom. And now it's back. But COVID work is back. That's the one upside for me, is that COVID jobs are back.
Yeah, I don't think many people are going to be able to handle another lockdown. You know, psychologically, economically.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's destroyed so many lives. I was just reading that there's actually been more suicides among young people than people dying of COVID at those young ages, you know?
Yeah.
And they're saying mainly like in the Oakland area. I don't know what's going on there, but...
Oakland, that's more near San Fran, yeah?
Right. That's right there. So I don't know why that is, but that's what they're saying. So I can see how people would get desperate when their business, their work is destroyed. They don't have anything, you know?
Yeah.
How do you fucking survive, you know? So,
I know. Yeah, I mean, this variant has already been super destructive in a lot of places overseas. So it's only a matter of time till we see how it's going to affect us. I mean, cases are up 75% right now, and we were doing so well. So, we'll see. We don't have any control, actually.
No,
so
you're right. We shouldn't get upset because we have no control.
Exactly.
Right. It just depends how tight they're going to keep us again, you know, this time. You know, maybe after the experience, they're not going to close everything down so so tight, you know.
Maybe no masks outside will still be a thing. Because they did on the mandate I read yesterday, I don't even know if it was actually a mandate. They said that masks indoors will be required, but not outdoors.
Right.
So it says from LA County, LA County now says everyone should wear a mask indoors in public places, even if they are fully vaccinated.
Right.
That's because the more contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus is spreading quickly. Read the health department's official statement here.
Right.
Yeah.
So now there's no point for the vaccines. They become suddenly irrelevant.
Which is kind of what I felt like was going to happen anyway. But I mean, I know from COVID-19, the vaccine will prevent hospitalization and death. I don't know how it's going to be affected by the Delta variant. So if it's going to be the same strength, I don't know how that works.
Yeah. I don't know. pretty shitty, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, the thing is that I can understand masks inside, outside, okay. But to close down businesses and, you know, like they did, some businesses still have not reopened, you know?
Yeah, some are long gone.
Yeah.
Completely gone.
Yeah.
It's like I remember driving up and down Ventura here, and it was always popping with businesses, so many, and I still see boarding up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird to see boarding up in an area like this.
I know. And this is just when people are starting to go out, travel, have fun, mm-hmm. you know, go back to normal life.
I wonder how this is going to change anything for 4th of July.
Yeah. Well.
What's there even to do in L.A. on 4th of July?
Life somewhere, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like you do any weekend, I suppose, you know. Go to the beach maybe. Because a lot of people are going to be out of town, so it's probably not going to be that packed.
You think
where
so?
You go, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, usually it happens on holidays. I don't know what this holiday is going to be like, if a lot of people are going to go out of town.
Mm.
But
I might drink some pina coladas by myself and take a nap on the beach.
Yeah, right.
And then watch
fireworks. I know, that sounds good, actually, yeah. You know?
I also have a rooftop at my building, our parking structure. We all roof.
Uh-huh.
So I thought that would probably be a good place to watch fireworks, too, and I don't have to leave my house.
That's true, right? Yeah. Are they going to have fireworks this year? Probably, right?
There's probably going to be fireworks. I mean, occasionally I see fireworks now without any holidays, so.
I know, but I don't think those are legal, though, you know?
Maybe.
Like you hear like cracks and explosions. In my area, it's like almost every night I hear like explosions of something.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell they are doing, but it's pretty loud too. Like 11, 12 o'clock at night. You know, I mean, what the hell are people thinking, you know?
Yeah, they're not. They're just doing what they want.
Yeah.
Couple I wonder what that's like.
Yeah. I don't know, to be a fucking asshole. Down the street from me also, there's a grocery store with a large parking lot. So people come there and do donuts with their cars. And
you can hear it.
And screech their tires. Oh, yeah, you can hear it. And they go on for a long time. At night, late at night.
I hope to come back in my next life as someone who doesn't give a shit. Someone who's like not worried about the rules. I've always been someone who's been worried and nervous about rules or like what's the right moral thing to do. Like I've just always been really concerned with that. And I would love to come back as somebody who does not give a shit.
Right. I don't think you have to come back. Just maybe get a little older and wiser and everything. And you realize I don't really give a shit what people think.
Yeah, but what am I going to start doing, donuts in parking lots when I'm 45?
No, you're not going to do that, but you won't care what people think. You know,
well,
maybe.
I mean, that part, I already don't really worry about what people think, but I'm worried about, like, just doing donuts or doing, like, reckless things because I'm, like, nervous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
but who needs to do these things anyway, you know?
I don't know. People, apparently.
I know. So, yeah, what was I going to say? Oh, the other day I'm sitting in my backyard at night and I'm hearing this like the sound that sounds familiar to me. And I'm looking up, there's a drone. Somebody flew a drone. I think it was only above their backyard.
Mm.
But I was thinking, what the fuck, man? They can like look into everybody's yard, into their houses.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to do? How are you going to prove anything, where it comes from even?
Yeah, you just got to grab it.
You can't grab it. It's in the air.
I know, but you if it gets close it, enough to your window.
Well,
you can buy BB guns on Amazon.
It doesn't have to be near a window, but, you know, I mean, it's enough they're looking in your backyard.
Yeah.
You know, not that I'm naked or anything, but I like my privacy, you know?
Yeah, of course.
I don't want people videotaping what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I'm saying. The same thing with fireworks and firecrackers. You don't know where it's coming from.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
You can't bust anybody.
No.
So that's what I'm saying. They know they can get away with this stuff. And what's going to happen when a lot of people get into this, you know?
Yeah.
already there's a lot of people getting into drones and stuff.
I know, drones are creepy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, peeping Toms and shit, this is like perfect for them, you know?
We should all just get BB guns on Amazon.
Right.
And shoot them.
Yeah, like you would. Like you would hit it. You know how hard it is? Especially when it's moving.
Yeah.
You know?
It'd be good target practice.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, man. It's life is getting to be scary, you know? People are getting out of control completely.
Yeah, everyone's a little wild.
Right.
You know?
Oh, man. There's so much shit happening in the country. I don't even want to cover it, man. But, you know, there's really so much shit going on, you know?
There's a lot.
Enough to get depressed of, you know? I mean, what the hell?
I mean, there's constantly things to be depressed about.
Yeah.
So, that's how I feel. You know?
Yeah,
there's this social media account called Tanks Good News, and they positive.
Oh, that's
it's like
nice.
Such a joy on
Is
the feed.
Is there any positive news?
Let's see what Tanks Good News has to say. Mm-hmm. I love Tanks Good
Especially
News.
Especially on a day like this where not even one positive headline anywhere.
Here we go.
I mean, even Prince William and Harry, they decided they'll remain civilized at the reunion of their mom. At the reunion, you know, marking their mom's death. But there's a lot of tension there, you know? I mean, Prince Charles, I think, doesn't want to even talk to Harry.
Yeah, they have an agreement to just be civil in public.
Yeah. I guess it's not to mark her death. It's actually would have been her 60th birthday today.
Here's something. Honda is building an in-shoe navigation system so visually impaired folks can walk around more easily. That's good news.
I suppose.
A bloodhound finds a girl kidnapped by dad and missing for over a month.
Right. Pretty negative anyway. She'd been kidnapped.
Yeah, but the dog found them.
Okay, so. But what has she been through? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if this is a piece of good news, but Los Angeles area traffic no longer is the nation's worst.
Oh, where's
We're actually tied for fourth place with, okay, so number one is New York. Newark, and New Jersey region.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Right.
That sounds really right.
And then the next ones in line are San Francisco, Oakland.
Maybe that's
Boston,
where the suicides are up.
And Houston. Yeah, because of the traffic. Oh, wow.
I mean, sometimes it really does put you there.
I know.
Where did you say was after that?
San Francisco, Boston, and Houston.
Wow. Yeah. LA's not even up there.
I can't believe Houston's that moving there, and now I'm going to have to deal with more traffic. Ah, shit.
You need to go somewhere off the grid.
Yeah.
You need to go live in the woods where you're on a mountain. There's never traffic on a mountain.
No, I mean, you know, I'm not that bad, actually. You know, I mean, I can handle the traffic, but it's not pleasant. But I don't really go places where the traffic is heavy and I have to drive far, you know,
That's
for
fair.
The most part. Yeah. So, I mean, coming here and back is 15 minutes home and stuff, so... It's not a big deal, you know.
Mm-mm.
But, yeah, they're saying New York, Newark drivers were delayed 56 hours over the course of 2020.
That's a lot.
56 hours, yeah. Yeah. That's a long time to spend in traffic, huh?
It's very long.
It actually doesn't seem like a lot when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, over the course of that many days,
you know?
Yeah.
And this was in 2020 also when people were not really driving that much, you know.
I mean, I remember before the pandemic going to the airport, going to LAX from, I think, Bel Air.
Right.
And it took me 3 hours.
3 hours?
3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. I was just in complete dead stop traffic.
Yeah.
I had to pee so bad.
Yeah.
I was like,
I know.
Anyone who called my phone, I was like, so annoyed. I was like, stop talking to me. I need to focus. I'm not pissing myself.
I know, and it's such a hassle to get off the freeway and find a place.
Oh my gosh, I mean, you can't even like get into the next lane.
Right.
You know, I always look people in the eye. I like get their attention and then look at them and then I go,
yeah,
can I get over? And then they're like, all right, yeah, go ahead. Because otherwise they won't let you by. You have to like make it personal, you know?
That's true.
You know?
People will actually accelerate when you try to change lanes.
They do. And which doesn't make sense to me. That pisses me off so much. I'm like, look, you know what it's like driving here. I know what it's like driving here. Let's just let each other over.
Right.
Let's just let each other over.
I just think it's because sometimes people will cut in front of you or change lane in front of you and slow you down, you know, because you don't know who's getting in there. And it happens a lot. You know, it happens to me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're right. I mean, you know, you want to avoid accidents and stuff. I mean, I'm a very defensive driver. I'm always anticipating anything that other drivers might do.
You know? Exactly. You have to.
You have to. Don't take a chance, you know.
Totally. But at the same time, like, you know, I believe in traffic karma. And I think that if I let people over, I'll be let over in a time of need, you know.
Okay. If that keeps you happy, then keep believing that, you know.
Believe in it. Yeah. Oh, and whenever I try and cut over with someone on the driver's side, I just throw my arm out the window really hard, like, stop.
Yeah.
And just force myself over.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to bring this up. I mean, this is pretty negative, but it made me so fucking mad. Did you hear about that athlete that dissed the flag and the national anthem in the Olympics?
When did that happen?
That happened yesterday.
No, I didn't know.
It was the team that throws, I don't know, hammers or something. I don't know what the fuck they're throwing. But it's a team. And three Americans won, right? So she was like the third place. She was standing on there. As soon as the flag came up, she turned her back to it and was annoyed with the national anthem. And after that, she said she was... What did she say? I don't think she said she was ambushed or anything, but she was like as though she didn't expect the national anthem to play. It irritated her, you know?
I mean, there's a tradition, a sequence that happens.
Right.
They say you
and
go
you
up on the podium.
You know it's going to happen, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's been happening for...
And not only that, but the point is, if you're representing the United States, why are you dissing this country? Why are you making us look like shit to everybody else, you know? And, I mean, what would we think if another country did that? You know, we'd say, you know, well, you know, what losers they are. They hate their own country.
I mean, I think what I've noticed from a lot of people who don't live in America is that like everyone already thinks that we all hate our own country and that it's a shit show here. Like that's not, I doubt it was actually surprise. I think it was more surprising to Americans than it is to non-Americans.
Yeah, but it's, but it affects us the most, you know, because it makes us look like shit. It makes us feel like shit. And I mean, I remember when I came here in the 70s, it was, preposterous to say anything about America, anything negative, you know. Everybody was so patriotic and everything. I loved it, you know. The flag, I loved the American flag. I think it represents a lot. Freedom, mostly. That's why I think most people come here, you know, because especially now it's really not such a great place to live in, although I love this country with all my might, you know. But it's nothing like it used to be. I mean, we're so split in the middle that it's only getting worse.
I think, yeah, I agree. I totally agree. I think that the patriotism isn't what it used to be. And I think a lot of times that's what people want to go back to. And I think now there's so much news that's come out and there's so many things that people are learning that they disagree with and are trying to change that... That's what causes actions like what that Olympian did.
Right. But, you know, that's the thing is that they're supported by money from their own country.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turn their back, you know. And that's like That's betrayal, you know. So after all this, she still snapped at her critics, you know. I don't know exactly what
she said. Did she say her reasoning?
Well, yeah, she's protesting, just like what's his name, Kopernik and what's his name, LeBron, I think, also did some kind of protest. Do your protest, but do it in the right place at the right time, you know? Not when people pay you to entertain them, to represent them. You know, I mean, people support them, and then, you know, they turn around and do this. And
the logic was probably that was the best time to do it.
Yeah, of course. Of course. But they take advantage of that, and that pisses me off. I can't tell you how irritated I was yesterday, you know.
I didn't even know the Olympics were happening.
No, it's not the Olympics. I think it's maybe pre-Olympics or something. It's going to be in Japan, but and I don't know when it's starting. I mean, they were going to cancel it because of COVID. But I think they're going forward with it. But so I don't know if this was qualifications for the Olympics, whatever it was, you know. But I didn't bring up that article, so I don't know. But because I didn't even want to touch on this, but it really irritates me. Did you ever watch The Sopranos? Did you ever watch it?
I did. I watched it when I was much younger, when it came out. I think I was sixth grade, seventh grade. I loved the show. It's Jersey people. Right. Love Jersey people.
You were that young, so it was what, in the 80s, 90s? It was early 90s?
Yeah, early to mid 90s, maybe. Let's see.
Is that possible? You would have been older than eight, right?
Yeah. 1999, so I was sixth grade.
Yeah, that's when it started, 1999? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were born in 90 or 91, right?
88.
88, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep forgetting. I don't know why I mix it up.
That's okay.
So you're 33 now.
33.
Yeah, I keep thinking 31. I don't know.
It's all right, I'll take it.
But yeah, I'll take 31.
Yeah.
But The Sopranos, I never watched it when it was actually on. I watched it later when it started coming out on DVDs.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with the show.
It's a great show.
It's a great, awesome show.
And that show also was a huge pivotal moment in film and television, because film actors, like movie actors, used to hate on or make fun of television actors,
right?
Because it was all like sitcoms and this and that. And so you have something like The Sopranos. And ever since The Sopranos, then after that, we had 6 Feet Under, another amazing show. We had all these like really good, really intense, really fulfilling TV shows that were going on that were not just like ER or, you know, Grey's Anatomy, which is also great and fulfilling. But you know what I mean? Like the right. cop shows, the hospital shows, the whatever.
Right.
And now, like, look how many... You have film actors, movie
right.
actors.
Big
that
names going
big
into
names,
TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's
so.
Changed. You're right. And but, you know, at first, I guess I didn't watch it because it was about the mob and stuff. And I had felt that we've seen too much of that, you know, too many mob movies and stuff. But this was different, you know?
This was like their at-home life.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, right away from the beginning when he was starting to relate to the ducks in his pool and go to a therapist and stuff, you know. It showed another side of gangsters we'd never seen before.
Sure.
You know. And I liked his mother, how he...
Oh,
was,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She was a character.
The women in that show were absolutely incredible.
Yeah, right.
You know?
That's true. So... So fans will be happy because they're starting a prequel now.
Wow.
It's called Many Saints of Newark, and they dropped the trailer.
Oh, wow.
And this is going to be of a young Tony, and played by his son.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Played by his son on the show?
His son in real life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on a second. Let me bring this up because I didn't think we'd talk about it. But yeah, Michael Gandolfini plays a younger Tony Soprano. Oh, it's going to be a film, not a series. It's a film.
I didn't even know he was an actor.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Okay, so it's a film, so it's not going to take us like weeks and months to watch.
That's a shame.
Yeah. So, yeah, it would be interesting to see him as a young guy.
Oh, I can't wait.
And this is still produced by David Chase. Is that his name?
Oh, his son's actually been in a lot of stuff.
David Chase, yeah. Has he?
Yeah, he's been in The Deuce, Ocean's 8. Yeah. Hmm. Those are some names.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. This could be like a career changer for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
As if having James Gandolfini isn't a huge help.
Yeah, right.
It's amazing.
I know.
I wish.
Whenever
I know people who have a parent who's well-known in the business, they always seem to not want help from them. They're just like, no, I want to do it on my own. I want to know that I could do it on my own. But like, I get that. But at the same time, I'm like, look, I know I've put in the work and I know my capabilities. Just like get me a foot in the door. You know, I would be so willing to let somebody help me.
Exactly.
Because you got to stand on your own 2 feet anyway, you know.
Right. And for them, it's automatic. You know, you go in. They expect you to be good. They do favors, whatever, you know?
Yeah, you know, just like if you don't have to throw yourself through the ringer, don't throw yourself through the ringer.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You'll pay your dues no matter what, but...
Right. And there's been a lot of cases, you know, where the child becomes a big star after, you know, following their parent and stuff. Tom Hanks' kid. Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
You know.
And no one ever said Carrie Fisher only had it because of her mom. Like,
right, exactly.
Everyone thinks she's amazing.
Exactly. But she got a foot in the door, like you said. You know?
Yeah.
And it's happening with a lot of people.
Utilize your references.
Right. Take advantage of your position, you know.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like, come on, man. Like, there's already enough of us at ground level. We don't need extra people at ground level.
Right. But you know what? I mean, I guess people want to accomplish things on their own. They don't want people to tell them, oh, you had it easy. Nepotism, whatever.
Totally. But I mean, still, like, if they're getting, they're not going to get certain roles if they're not right for certain roles.
Right.
They're just not, you know, like take yourself to acting class, study. Don't think you have it just because your parent did. Like, make sure you get the studying in, but allow that, like, that reference to help you. That's so frustrating to me.
Yeah.
The one of the people I told you about that I lived with during quarantine, he comes from like a really wealthy English family. It's like really well known. And he always said that he didn't want his family's help and he did everything on his own. But like, he's like, his family's hugely famous in the UK. And so he's a painter. And I remember hearing a story that he went voluntarily homeless for a year so that he could better have camaraderie with his fellow artists that really did struggle. And I'm like, we got into an argument one day because I was like, you do realize, though, that being forced into homelessness is much different than choosing homelessness, right? Like, you had places that you could have slept and you chose to sleep in your car. And he like did not like that at all. But it was the truth. You know, there's a difference between like being evicted from your home and like not being able to pay your rent and being forced on the street than, you know, than people being like, you know, why are you moving out of your house?
Right. And you have a goal, you know, that's going to advance yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it's also like, I think, such a slap in the face to anyone who was forced into homelessness or poverty or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like his family has like massive estates all over the UK. Yeah.
So it was just a little game for him.
It's a game.
No fucking big deal, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but I hope, but I think this movie's going to be good. I'm going to watch it.
I'll definitely watch it.
Yeah. You know what movie I saw last night was The A-Team. Have you ever seen that?
No, I've heard about it, though.
It was a TV series. Mm. I never watched it. It was with Mr. T, who was the guy with the mohawk and everything.
Yeah, my brother loves Mr. T.
I know.
He's been obsessed with him.
A Pity the Fool.
Yeah.
You know?
He's been obsessed with him since he was a child.
I know. He was a really great... unusual character.
He even had a bald cap with the same like hairdo, yeah. The mohawk.
Yeah. And all the chains, gold chains and bracelets he had. Mm-hmm. And stuff. Yeah, he was a character. So it was on TV. I never watched it because I haven't watched a lot of TV in years. And this was like a long time ago too. Mm. But the movie was good, you know, with Liam Neeson and Bradley Cooper.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, so A-team. It's pretty good, yeah.
Bradley Cooper's funny.
He is, and he's really funny in this movie. Actually, Jessica Biel is in here in the movie also.
Oh, yeah. I remember her. Remember Seventh Heaven?
No, I never saw that.
That's where she got her start, was a show called Seventh Heaven.
Oh, really? Yeah. On TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now it sounds familiar to me.
Whoa.
Not as a movie, but a TV series.
Bradley Cooper is married to Jennifer Esposito.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. She's like big 90s lady.
Yeah.
I love her. She's great. Remember her?
Actually, no.
Yeah.
I don't remember her.
You've probably seen her in stuff, though. She was in NCIS and...
Yeah, but she looks like someone that Bradley Cooper would be able to get.
Yeah,
he can get anybody, really.
Anybody, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I love it.
That's why people want to become celebrities. Sometimes people don't know, why do you want to be so famous? Why do you want to be in movies? Well, there you go. You can get anybody you want.
Oh, it should be because you love the craft.
Yeah, right. But well, maybe they do, but still.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I mean, look at Leonardo DiCaprio, for example, right?
Yeah, I mean, he is an age cap of 24,
exactly,
pretty much.
Exactly, you know, he like changes them like socks, you know. The mm-hmm. moment they hit like 28 or something, they're too old for him.
Yeah.
So, and why is he doing it? Because he can, you know?
Because he can, yeah.
And that happens with many actors, I think. Who else likes, many of them, you know. I mean, look, Michael Douglas married Catherine Zeta-Jones when she was in her 30s, right? Something like that. I mean, it's like I'm blanking out now, but there's just so many, you know?
Yeah.
And, people want youth, you know?
I know.
I mean, there's all the women also that look for that, you know? Well, you.
Yeah.
For one. Madonna. Madonna likes it, too.
Yeah. You know? I mean...
Everyone wants youth, you know? That's the thing. There's no kidding there, man. It's true.
Yeah. I'm also at a weird age, though, if I date guys my age, like... There's this big thing in my generation that's happening right now that people are talking about, where they're talking about dating to marry. They're like, if you're not dating to marry, then you're doing a disservice to that person. You're lying to that person. You're manipulating that person. Mm. And I just don't agree with that. I don't think we all need to date to marry. I don't think you go on a first date and you should already be thinking about, is this a person I could marry? I think you should go on a date and say, like, is this a person I would like to hang out with again?
Right.
You know?
No, that's true. And You know,
I can't stand it for
marriage, you have to decide that you're going to be able to handle that person for the rest of your life.
Right.
To want to be with them.
And why should you put that much pressure on a situation from the beginning? Like,
it's because of the age, probably. You know,
I mean, people also in their 20s are saying this.
Right.
And I don't agree with that. I don't think we should. And I have a friend who jumps into, she'll go on a first date and she's like, this is the person I'm going to marry. And it never works out because there's so much pressure she's putting on the situation. And when can we hang out again? And when are we going to do this? And when are we going to do that? And let's do this. And let's have all these like romantic, fun little dates. And things just aren't that way anymore. Like, this isn't The Notebook. Right. You know what I mean? Like, people aren't courting the way they used to,
right.
Which in a lot of ways is a shame, but I don't know. I just don't agree. I don't want anyone putting pressure on me to like any of that.
Right.
And I don't want to do that to anyone else.
Right. I can see how apps like also are really stressful, you know, like, it's like, it's become like a game. It's so impersonal, you know, to just swipe right and left.
Yeah.
And, you know, what happened to meeting someone organically, you know, where you're just attracted by their personality, the way they are, you know, in real life, you know?
But also, like, we're the computer generation, my generation and below. So we are have this like extra barrier of social awkwardness that doesn't allow us to like talk to people in person. So like if there's somebody that we find attractive at a store or out at a bar, like people usually never talk to each other in my right. age group. People will creep on the internet and try and find you on the internet and then yeah. add you on the internet and then be very blasé about, you know, messaging you on Instagram or something like that.
I know. And there's a whole like there's a whole etiquette behind it,
mm-hmm.
right? Like how you should behave, what that means if someone blocks you, if they don't reply right away, all these things, you know? It's
yeah.
like, wow, that's really stressful, you know?
And at the same time, with the not responding right away, which I know I've discussed before, is like, to me, that's a huge factor in like how busy your life actually is. Like, I don't want someone... And I've had this so many times where people want to sit and talk and text back and forth all day, every day. It's a good morning text. It's text throughout the day. It's conversation constantly. It's a good night text. It's another good morning text. Like every day you're fucking waking up with messages from this person and you've been talking for 2 days.
Right.
You know, it's like everyone's trying to hurry up and get on, like blast each other with knowledge and camaraderie about each other so that you feel comfortable when you actually meet, when I think it's better to just like meet up and see what it's actually like in person, because a lot of times people have keyboard courage and can sit there and message and type, and then you meet them in person and they're like weird and they don't say anything and they like suddenly they're like not funny like they were in text and it's awkward and you're like, what the hell's going on? Like it just dating is such a twilight zone right now. I hate it.
Yeah.
I just hate it.
And it's interesting, you know, because people like to describe dating someone or going out with someone. They're like, oh, we're talking, you know.
Mm.
It's like you're not even talking. You're fucking texting, you know.
Exactly.
And but they refer to that as even when you hook up and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're talking. That's the way that you describe
it's
when
true,
you're involved
yeah.
with someone, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking?
No one ever says I'm dating this person.
Right.
Because
or
dating,
going out or anything.
Right.
You know?
Dating used to be you're just going on dates, but you're not necessarily exclusive. And then it would be like, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend or boyfriend and boyfriend, whatever. You're exclusive. And now it's like you would never dare say dating.
Right.
You know, you're just talking.
Right.
Or sleeping with.
Right, exactly. You know,
yeah.
And they're not even doing that. I'm telling you, they're texting all fucking day.
That's
you know?
What I'm saying.
I mean, to me, text should be like something that's like short and to the point, you
right.
know, when you can't talk. But when you can, get on the fucking phone, you know?
That's I mean, what I'm saying. Like, yeah. It's okay if like you're both at work and you have a couple minutes on your break and you just go back and forth a little
right.
bit here and there.
Yeah.
Totally fine with that. But I don't want to constantly have a message that I have on my mind that I need to respond to.
Right.
And also, like, to me, what I was saying before is it tells me how busy you are. Like, I don't want someone who's got nothing going on.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, I want someone who's just as busy as I am, who sometimes can't respond all day and then, like, shoots you a text at the end of the day.
Right.
You know, I don't need all that. I said that to a guy like a month ago who I was talking to from a dating site. He was just, I had a really slow day at work and I was really bored and it was my fault because I text more than I normally did. And he took that as me setting the precedent for how I wanted texting and communication to go.
Right.
So then every single day was like, he would send me videos. He would send me songs to listen to. He would send me paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs of like stuff. And I just, oh my God, I don't.
Did you tell him though?
I finally did after like a month, because I kept telling my roommate and he was like, you need to just like tell him to like back off. And so I messaged the guy and I was like, look, I don't know who you're used to talking. I was like, but I don't need constant communication. Like, let's just set up a time to meet up and meet up. We don't need to communicate every single day.
Right.
Like I don't do it for me. I don't need it. And if
yeah.
that's something you need, that's yeah. off table.
You need someone who's not as busy.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Wow.
Cause that's the worst thing ever is like, I'm in the middle of like working on production. So I'm like on a phone call, sending an email, also searching something in the next like corner. I have like five tabs open. I have the landline going. I'm answering that. I'm texting another person. And then I just have like text just popping up, like 8, 9, 10 of them just popping up from a person. Like, go away. Go away. What are you doing at 1 p.m. that you're so free right now?
Right.
Go find something to do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Oh, man.
I'd just rather enjoy people in person. And also, that's another aspect of me not wanting to text books back and forth is during points of my life when I did do that, I had nothing going on. I was depressed. I was bored. And I was just looking for people to communicate with so I could avoid doing all the things that I needed to do.
Right.
I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be present with people. I can't stand hanging out with people and they're just texting on their phone every 5 seconds. Like,
yeah, that's terrible.
When you're hanging out, hang out. When you're alone, you can do your texting.
Right.
And that's how I function. And that's why I don't always respond to things, because if you want to hang out, let's hang out. But I'm not going to sit there and text.
Yeah.
You know, and if you want me to text all day, then don't be mad when I'm texting other people and catching up on things while I'm hanging out with you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Works both ways.
Yeah, it does. Wow. Yeah, it's a whole new language now.
Yeah. You know? I hate it.
Andy Dick was arrested.
Oh, my gosh. For what?
For an assault with a deadly weapon. The deadly weapon was a metal chair, and he's accused of attacking his lover.
Oh, my gosh.
They're only given the name Lucas. They're not given the last name. And, this guy's been in a lot of trouble, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He's 55 years old, was arrested June 26.
Oh, my gosh, Andy Dick, come on.
So, I don't like him. I don't think he's got anything to offer, really. He's not funny. He's not. I don't know what his talent is. What is he, like a comedian or something? What's he supposed
to be? Yeah,
he's
like a comedian or like a character kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's it's a very specific character that he usually is.
I see.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. With a metal chair, man. Wow.
Yeah, no thanks.
So yeah, he was arrested. And I guess he was in L.A., yeah. LAPD confirmed it.
Man.
Yeah. To Page Six. Page Six know everything, huh? You know what that is from
Mm-mm.
the New York Post? It's the gossip column.
Oh, got it.
So they always break news like this, you know?
Yeah.
So they're like, it's not like the National Enquirer. It's got like a more reputation, you know, because... Mm. I mean, sometimes they badmouth people and shit, but for the most part, I think, well, at least they report accurately, you know.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Good old gossip.
Yeah. the Northwest, deadly heat wave. I guess a lot of people are going to the hospital now.
Mm.
You know, Washington, Oregon, things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting like, because they're not used to this heat, you know?
No.
And they probably don't have air conditioners anywhere, you know, because it's cold weather places. So they're.
Yeah, but they have regular seasons, don't they?
But the summer's not like that, you know?
Mm.
It's definitely not.
It's probably 90 degrees and they're calling it a heat wave.
Yeah, right?
This person was showing that they could bake cookies on the inside of their dashboard.
Yeah, huh?
We just left a baking sheet there with cookies, raw cookie dough on it, and came back like half hour later and the cookies were cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know. I mean, when I lived in Vegas, we did that with an egg on the hood of the car. You know?
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It really is, you know.
It's a great way to save energy, though.
It warps everything in your car. We used to, back then we had cassette tapes. So it would warp all of them. You could use them.
You couldn't leave them in the car.
No.
Yeah, I have a bottle of hand sanitizer that I have in the cup, not the cup holder, the little, I don't know, the little thing on the side.
On the side of the door.
Yeah. And it was like leaning over it and it just like, it curved it.
Really?
Yeah. It just completely bent it over.
I know. It's gotten a little cooler the past couple of days here.
Yeah, it's been nice.
Which is nice. And another thing about LA heat is at night, it gets chilly. I mean, it's not like it stays with you, you know?
When
it's desert heat, it stays, you know.
Oh, yeah. New York would be 95 degrees at night.
Yeah.
All night. Just sweaty.
Jeez.
Just like mud in the air.
I'm like thinking Nevada, Arizona, but you're talking New York.
Yeah. Hot as hell.
Do New Yorkers have mostly air conditioners or they don't?
Mm-mm.
They don't,
for
huh?
the most part, none of the apartments come with central AC unless you live in a fancy building.
Right.
So everyone usually has window units, if that.
Right.
And most of the time, I would not go to any of my friends' houses during the summer because most people did not have AC, where yeah. they would just have AC in the bedrooms. And we're like not hanging out in the bedrooms, so I'm not going to like sit in your living room and just sweat. I did it too many times. I can't. I refuse.
Wow.
Yeah, so I just like avoid people's homes. In the summer.
The problems people have, you know.
I know.
The same hospital beds are in critically short supply in Oregon.
Again? Yeah. What for?
Well, for the heat.
Oh, for the heat wave.
Yeah, heat wave.
Wow. Just stay hydrated and stay out of the sun. Jeez.
Yeah.
What you do is you get a bunch of frozen water bottles and you put them in front of a fan.
Yeah.
And then you have AC.
But that's it. People sit outside, you know, maybe homeless people, you know, yeah, things true. Like that, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, scary, I mean, those places never get this hot. They don't know what that is, that kind of heat, you know.
It gets hot here, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It gets real hot.
It does. It yeah. does. Especially in the valley here.
It's know? Just like the sun blazes down on you.
Right.
But I kind of like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, some people like the heat, you know?
I do.
I mean, I like it like this, like
yeah.
70, 80 degrees, you know?
I mean, don't really sweat in the heat here, though.
Yeah. No, that's true. I mean, you know, it's not that... well, it depends where you are, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you're outside for an extended period of time, you probably will.
The house I've been working at during my day gig lately... there's two separate air conditioners and they only have the AC on in their bedroom side of the house and not the rest of the house.
Uh-huh.
So I've just been like sweating indoors, like,
oh my God,
being like so cranky about it.
Yeah. Can't you say anything?
I guess.
Yeah, you should. I mean, if it's too much,
yeah,
it's too much. Nobody should be, should have to work like that.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah. Tell them. I mean, shit, even when my maid comes over, and it's not that hot. I know she's going to get hot working, you know?
Yeah.
So I leave it on for her, but...
That's very nice.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be considerate of people, you know?
Yeah.
And finally, remember I told you about Spill Your Guts, the James Corden game?
Mm.
He played with Steve Tyler. So I guess now people don't like that. This woman, I guess, was complaining that they're framing the foods that are often from Asian cuisines as gross. And that's insensitive to some people.
I guess it could be, but we also have to understand that, like, it's not normal food here.
Right.
So
and besides, they don't even mention that it's Asian food. They just, like, you know, just because Asians eat everything, and they do. You know, I mean, I met a Korean who felt there's nothing wrong with eating dogs, you know, because they're raised with it.
Yeah.
They to them
it's different everywhere,
it's
you know. I mean, there's a lot of countries that don't believe in eating cows. Like, that's
right.
blasphemous, yeah. you know, but we eat so much cow in America.
Right. So, you know, I mean, but yeah, they it's true that, you know. Asian cuisines have a lot of unusual food that we don't eat here.
Yeah.
But I doubt it strongly that they were trying to offend anybody, you know?
I mean, I've definitely had non-Jewish people over for holiday dinners and watched them get so grossed out eating a gefilte fish. And I just thought it was funny. They're like, what is this? We're like, it's a fish hot dog.
Yeah, it's an acquired taste.
It is. It's like weird sweet fish. I used to love it.
I can only eat it like, well, in Passover, and there's like... the horseradish, you know?
Yeah.
The horseradish and the matzah. Without it, I can't eat it. You know?
I used to eat so many of them.
I gotta be able to mask the taste a little bit.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But yeah, I mean, look, there's things that like countries eat that we absolutely would never eat. Like there's countries that like live near volcanoes or like hot rock centers, whatever it's called. And they literally will cook food inside the side of the mountain and then cover it with shit so that when the shit dries, they know the food is cooked. Mm-hmm. And that's like kind of brilliant, but also like no one's doing that here.
Right. So exactly. But I don't think we would be offended by it, you know?
Yeah.
And just people are offended by everything, and that's what irritates me.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the rest is negative political news, so I don't care about that. We are about out of time. So, that's it. We won't be here tomorrow, so have a great weekend. Enjoy your 4th of July.
Thank you, too.
And for those who don't know... July 5th is an off day.
Independence Day.
Yeah, right. It is a holiday, even though the 4th is falling on Sunday. Mm. We never miss out on our days off.
Yeah.
Right? Either a Friday or a Monday, we won't have those taken away from us.
I love it.
Yeah.
And you said we're off next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Jen. See you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.